I am here at the Novus International booth at the International Poultry Expo. With me is Giovanni Gasparoni, who's Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Novus. And we're going to talk a little bit about just Novus International in general, the diversity of the products that you have to offer for poultry producers as well as other livestock producers. But let's just start a little bit about, give us some of the history of Novus International.
Novus started as an animal science division from Monsanto, and Novus was born in 1991, so we celebrate the 18th anniversary this year. We historically started with two basically product, Alimet and Santoquin. Alimet was the first liquid methionine, so that was the first really great innovation in the 80s that we brought into the feed industry. We went through different changes and ups and downs, like all good chemical companies at that time. And here we are in the last 8 years, with especially emphasis on the last 5 years in diversifying the company.
Now, as far as diversification is concerned, you have a pretty wide portfolio of products. Now, tell us some of the products that you have that you're offering here and making available and letting the poultry producers and the poultry industry know about.
Well, we have different line of products. A line of feed quality products. So we go from mycotoxin sequestrants like the Solace line, organic acid, Activate line, and Acidomix line. We have organic trace mineral or chelated minerals, the Mintrex line. So, and more products. So the idea is to offer different product in solution of program approach, if you wish, in combination to address the pain or the needs of our customers, not only in the poultry area, but also in the swine and aqua and ruminant in general.
Why is this so important for producers, especially in the last year we've seen feed costs go up so much? Why are your products so important for producers?
I think we need to look at the products in terms of performance, so enhancing performance, which, you know, help the bottom line of our customers. So with the demonstrable ROI, return on investment, so the performance is one. And the other one is the other angle of the product that we are offering is increase the health of the animals, health through nutrition. So makes the animal healthier, which will make them more performing. So that is the feel of how these products will help our customers around the world.
And we also talked a little bit about value added, adding value to the products, because we talked yesterday about the DHA Gold, which is your new product you're offering to poultry producers here. How are your products helping to add value to your customer's product?
Well, DHA is a very good example, because now Novus is not just looking at our customers, but our customers' customers. If you think about 10, 20 years ago, our customers were basically just feed manufacturer, kind of remote from us as a family, as a consumer of the final produce. Today is not like this. Today is the egg producer, the Tyson of this world. These are a food chain. These are food company that are selling. So we are already part of one step away from us in the supermarket buying the final product. So that's why it means a lot to us to be part of this whole chain, because now we are helping ourselves. We are there with our product. And the DHA is a good case where we enhance the value of our product consequently the health of the people using our product. So that is the beauty of where we are going.
Now, last year we started hearing so much about higher food prices. And one of the issues that was driving food prices, and still is the demand for protein that's grown worldwide. How are Novus products helping the protein producers in this world meet that demand?
It's a very interesting question. Our world, the production of the animal protein, is very diverse, because we have different stage of animal agriculture production in different parts of the world. More industrialized in North America and in the Western world, less industrialized in China, India, and less in Africa. We need to help our customers in different ways, but bottom line, we need to help them making the food affordable for the whole humanity. And this is a really important mission, because we have 850 million people today. They are moving from the second tier to the bottom of the scale because they don't have enough money to pay for food. That's where we enter into the game. And one thing that concerns me the most is all this wave toward the hobby farm, which is good only for the people that have an income above $50,000 a year. We have half of the world with less than $3,000 a year of disposable income. These people cannot afford expensive food. These people will starve. And with the financial crisis that we have today, more people, the 850 million that I was citing before, are shifting down one level of the stair in full poverty. This is becoming a danger for the whole world, because when people are starving, they will be upset. There will be riots in the world. So our function is to help all the whole world, our customers, in meeting the demand of us. But not only of us here in North America, of us in every part of the world, from St. Louis down to Ghana, from Shanghai to Bombay. Those are the people. We can't ignore them.
Let's talk about the growth of Novus internationally in just this short 18-year period. How have you grown internationally?
Well, I guess that was one of my mission when I came to the States in 1995. I was the only foreigner speaking with a funny accent in the whole company. Today we have more people speaking with funny accents in the company than the people speaking with the real accent, English accent. So I guess I accomplished one mission. The second part, it's where the agriculture is. This is where we are. And when I started in this job in 2001, we had only one part really of our company that was dealing with distributors. That was Asia. We changed that. Today we have 75 people in China, another 100 people in the rest of Asia, and more to come. It's just because you want to hear directly from your customers what their needs are. And if you have the middleman, is more difficult. There's also obviously a cost structure. Rather than give a commission to a distributor, you rather have people in place that can, again, serve the customers, I think, better than just having person doing the transaction. So that was one reason. The other one, you need to grow where the market grows. So that's why we have many people in Brazil and Argentina, everywhere. There is animal agriculture. This is where we are. We are pushing now more on the Central and Eastern Europe, because it's in Europe, this is where the new production is based. Ukraine is coming. And my pet project, you know, when you have an executive, you need to have your pet project, and I have mine, is now Africa. So I'm spending some time there and see how we can help, because those people are in need of help.
Yeah, that is probably a really crucial area at this point in expanding production of protein.
Yes, that is indeed an area of interest to us. So, threefold. One is selling, because you know, you don't sell, you need to sell. It's part of making the company sustainable. But the other one is education. So educate people. They have a very poor school, not for their choice, but it's because of the fact of the realities. So education is very important. There's a lot of cheating in Africa, especially for the poor people. And consider that 70% of the disposable income is coming. The GDP is coming from animal agriculture, agriculture in general. So it's very important. So the other one is the sustainable project in Africa. Start micro project. Not, we don't want to change the whole world. I know we can't. But we want to have a meaningful project that will be meaningful for a few people. And eventually they will become bigger for other. It will involve more people. But I wanted to start small, one project, being a success, and then move on to other projects.
Well, you hit on the word sustainable. I think that's kind of a buzzword right now in the agriculture industry. Well, in every industry, it seems like. But how is Novus and your products helping, do you think, with sustainability for farmers worldwide?
Well, I can go into the specificity of the product itself, like, for instance, a Mintrix line. So you use you have a better absorbed mineral, so you diminish the output of minerals on the back end, so less pollution and more respect, if you wish, of the environment. We have many projects. I think the sustainability part that we are taking is more on education. We have a big project in China that is now the third anniversary with many universities. I think there are 8 universities where we are helping students to go through their school tuition, and also we take them here for an internship in the United States, and they go back and they will start working for us or for a competitor. But we enhance the level of education. At the same time, we bring back, we give back to the people that will eventually will perpetrate and will continue this business. So this is many of the examples that we have on how we try to be a sustainable company. We had on a lighter note, we opened a new, not officially yet, our new building, which is elite certified, not yet, but it will be elite certified. We don't know. We are shooting for the platinum certification, but we don't know until the end. So that's another little example of where we try to respect the world we are living in.
How would you sum up, I guess, the, I don't know what I could call it, a motto or your goals or your, you know, the whole goal of Novus International as a company?
This is a very good question. I keep talking with this about this as to Thad, the president. The company is evolving. See, our motto now is health through nutrition. And I think it's really summarized what we are about. I also like performance through innovation that you see everywhere because it's also kind of reflecting us and the fact that we are factual, research-based. But at the same time, I try not to be arrogant and establish the value of what we are offering, leaving the customers to decide what the value that we are bringing to them. There has to be this healthy balance between us. But perhaps we now moving into a more holistic, although, you know, health and nutrition is pretty holistic in itself, but something that is looking at more of the wellness, perhaps, and expand a little bit. I know this is just an embryo idea because I think the first two parts are the ones that are really reflecting our company. But we are moving in other parts of the world. We are moving and touching other area. So I want to be open and have the freedom to change, perhaps down the stretch, the way we define our company.
Well, thank you very much. That's Giovanni Gasparoni, the Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Novus International. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.